Blog Talk Radio.
Done for. Our souls say yes to you.
Yes, Lord.
Our hearts and minds say yes to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We pray that you bless this prayer line, Lord. Heal and deliver and set free.
Look
on all of our families. Pray that you minister to our minds. Lord, revolutionize our minds to think like you want us to think and to do like you want us to do. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that old things are passed away.
Thank you.
And behold, all things are become new. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm asking you, let the people receive the blessings that have been held up from them. Some of them have monies that have been held up.
Oh, God, please.
Some of them have checks that have been held up. I pray for it. Ask you to bless them. Oh, God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Help us to lift you up, Lord.
Lift us up.
And to be used for thy glory. Lord, we ask you to those who are in trouble, those who are sick, those who are hurting, go to the emergency room.
Thank you, Jesus.
With anyone who's sick. Help the Lord in Jesus' name. Give us a renewed mind to live for thee. Everyone. We rebuke the enemy. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against him. And the oil of the anointing sprayed against him. Thank you. And we rebuke sickness. Strokes and sickle cell and high blood and low blood and all these things that come to plague the people. We also pray that you help those behind prison bars.
Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we also ask you to anoint your people. Let the Spirit of the living God call your people to righteousness and anoint them in Jesus' name. We thank you for great health and for great strength comes from you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for every leader on the line that you would help them the best of it. We pray for finances that you give a financial release and blessings to help your people. Pray for our youth, Lord, that you would help them and bless them. And for the safety of our children, we pray for those in Ferguson, in Jesus' name. Them, Lord, help them. We ask that our children would be saved and that you would save people all over the world. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless, bless, bless everywhere. Heal sickness and disease, Lord. We pray for our nation. For President Obama, that he might be able to get something positive done in our nation, regardless of who holds Congress and who holds the Senate, the majority. Oh, God, give us stronger unity within our nation, even stronger unity within our family. Oh, God, we pray for pastors all over the world.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Through all the stresses. For the saints all over the world, world peace. For the churches all over the world, more hope, more peace. And we thank you for what you have already done.
We're
going to give you the glory. Adoration shall be thine. We pray properly, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who went to Calvary, shed his blood, and died on Calvary. And we pray also for the glory of God to be revealed, and we thank you for it.
Thank
you, God. Amen.
Thank
you. All of you on this prayer line this morning, let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He's already here.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Thank God for you and joining us.
Thank you, Lord.
We appreciate you. We know that many of you our leaders and many people are busy, but to take time for the Lord at night as well as in the morning, God notices that. He notices that when you put him first. He notices that. And we do, Lord, put you first. We got up. We said, thank you, Lord. We got on the first fruits prayer line.
Yeah.
We want to give you praise and adoration. We put you first. All right. God bless all of you. Let's commence the line. Again, I give the instructions that we have what we call a praise check. We'll originate it from Amazing Grace, brought it to the first fruit. Praise check is not to see if you got a praise. Everybody ought to have a praise. If you got any common sense, you ought to have a praise because you know that God's been good to you. But a praise check, see what level your praise is on. Amen. High praise, low praise, medium praise. I've got a high praise. You'll see when I holler praise check. In the praise where you are. Let's praise him. Praise check.
Ambassador. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we do honor everyone that's on the line. And we are here live broadcasting in the live studio of Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached simply by dialing into the studio 347-934-0207. And as you know, we are the world's largest social talk radio in the world. We're being heard literally all over the world, Africa, Asia, Russia, China, Spain, Germany, the islands, oh my God, just literally all over the world, more than 90 million listeners, and we give God praise. We thank God for our chief international ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in broadcasting and getting this message around the world. May God forever bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I do want to just thank God and give honor to the First Lady of this line, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. We appreciate all of her help, everything she's done. Pray, thank God for her, and thank God for Mother, the mother to the nation, my 94-year-old mother, Mother Ellie Johnson. Thank God for her, all of the bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, all of our prayer warriors on the line. Of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't honor our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. We do thank God for you, Ambassador Hagen and Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern, Ambassador-elect Sister Gina, and Ambassador-elect Prophet Stith. And to all of our, I want to just say to all of our mothers, too, because they are praying for me. I appreciate your prayers more than I can express in words. Thank God again and again to our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. And thank God for Dr. Mary Lacey, too, and Pastor Kevin, Pastor Williams, and Elder Davis, and Elder Coates, all of you on the line. I appreciate you. I promise you all that today I would try my best to tell you about the blood bath. Amen. We had one Sunday at Amazing Grace, and 13 people came forth and made decisions. Two of them joined our church, and we want to thank God for it. thank God. 1 John 1 and 7, and Revelation 7 and 13, and Revelation 7, 14. I read those three scriptures for you. Revelation 7, 13 says, then one of the elders asked me, said, these in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?
Thank you, Jesus.
Reading in the NIV. Verse 14 says, and I answered, John, who was speaking, said, I answered, sir, you know, thou knowest. And the elder said, these are they.
These are they.
What about them? They have come out of the great tribulation.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
The main thing is that they have washed their robes.
It's one start, I tell you.
Thank you.
Has made them white in
yes.
the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you.
They have washed their robes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Which refers to they have washed, and they have been washed, their bodies
yes.
themselves. They have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. And so this morning I want to just share with you about this blood bath. Give me a few minutes here. What is a blood bath? It's a bath that cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Yeah, it's a bath that cleanses you from all sin. You see in Revelation 7, verse 1 through 8, yeah. The person speaking here in this in these chapters is John. Most people call him John the Revelator. And he is giving something that we call apocalypse. Apocalypse is simply telling what's going to happen in the end time in the name of Jesus. Somebody is moving around. They have to just... Amen. Thank you. Here we are in the seventh chapter now of Revelation, referring to the apocalypse. Yeah. John says that he saw the future of the world. He saw it in a vision, the apocalypse. And he saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding back the winds of the earth. And they had been given instructions by God to blow on the earth and the sea and the trees and things on the earth. I think, in a sense, must have been given permission by God to bring tornadoes and whirlwind things upon the earth, because the earth would be harmed. And then he saw another angel ascend from the east. This other angel had the seal of the living God. I said the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. And he said, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till ye have been sealed, until we sealed or sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Now, I know all of you have heard that the devil's seal will be given to those who don't who will bow to Satan. And that seal is 666. But here in the scripture, in the seventh chapter here of Revelations, and here around the third verse, there is a seal that goes in the foreheads, or that will be given and placed in the foreheads of the servants of our God. Doesn't say what the seal says, but in my sanctified imagination, I began to wonder and ask the Lord. And I believe the seal will be this, the seal that will be put in those foreheads of the servants of God at that time will be the name redeemed, because they have been washed, redeemed. They've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, here as John describes this, the next verse says that he gets the number of those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, who have come out. Mm-hmm. And the number is 144,000. And where do you get this number from? In that seventh chapter of Revelations, the fourth verse, fifth and sixth verse, it tells that there are 12,000 from every tribe, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad and from the tribe of Judah and from the tribe of Reuben and Nephthalim and the tribe of Manasseh and Simeon, and all those tribes have 12,000 from each tribe. And let me mention this, from the tribe of Levi, because that's my tribe. That's the tribe of the priest, 12,000. And then he looks and sees another number. See, God lets those 12,000 be sealed in their foreheads. But just in case that's not your tribe, we have a compassionate God, because John the Revelator looks and sees another number, and this is a number that no man can number.
No man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And he asks the elder, asks him, brother, who are these? And he asks, who are they? He said, thou knowest. And the elder tells him, these are the ones who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Washed in the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blood of the Lamb. Mm. I don't know. I may have to bring this in two parts, because I want to give you the background and stuff of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
They have come up through hard trials, through tribulations. They've been wounded and bruised and forgotten, and went through storms and went through rain. They come up, but they've been washed now, and they've had what I call a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
They've been washed. Their souls, their bodies, their minds have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They had a bloodbath. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All of us on this prayer line, and all people who listen to me in Rome and in Africa, all in Russia and in Germany and Poland and Switzerland and Spain and France and everywhere, all of us need to have a bloodbath, because all of us have made mistakes. I traveled around the country. I was doing my concerts. I rented 46 convention centers, and went and did soul winning concerts in convention centers around America and over I believe it was about 12,000 people came to the Lord. And every when I would preach at churches, I'd always ask, is there anybody here who would say, since I've been saved, since I've been born, and even after I've been born again, since I've been saved, I've never made a mistake. And I said, I want to see your hand. If you can say, since you've been saved, you've never made a mistake. Traveling around America, I only found one lady in New York City. I asked that question. Anybody here who can say you never made a mistake since you've been saved? She raised her hand up. That one lady out of all those cities, out of those thousands, said, I've never made a mistake. And after church was out, the pastor rushed up to me and said, Dr. Johnson. I said, yes, sir. He said, you know that lady who raised her hand and said she never made a mistake since she'd been saved? I said, yes, sir. He said, she's crazy as a batty bug. Don't pay no attention to her. Don't pay no attention to her. I've never found anybody who can say, since they've been saved, they never made a mistake. Because you got to understand that sin is not only commission, which most people think, but sin is also omission. There's some things that God has told you that you haven't done. But let me say to you, in 1 John 1:8, and I'm just simply reading the Word of God. Nobody get mad at me. I'm just reading the Word of God. And this is talking to Christians. I researched it. It's not talking to the sinners. This is talking to the saints. 1 John 1:8-10. 1:8 says, if you say that you have no sin, you deceive yourselves.
And the truth is not in you.
And then 1 John 1:10 says, if you say that you have not sinned, you make God a liar in his word. But the clarification comes here in 1:9, 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We all need that blood bath. We all need it. And you have to take a blood bath every now and then. Sometimes you've taken one years ago, but you need another one. People who bathe have that common sense to bathe every night. A blood bath. 1 John 1:7 says that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And ask God to dip you in the blood of Jesus, because if you get dipped, he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I dare you. Whatever your sin may be, I tell people at Amazing Grace and everywhere I can go that his blood can cleanse you from all sin. I don't care if a person has been on wino for 50 years, if a person has been a prostitute for 20 or 30 years, a person has been a drug seller or a drug user, a pimp, if a person has been a hoe on the street or a whoremonger, a gambler, a homosexual, a lesbian, if a person has been a witch or a warlock trying to put a curse or spells on people, if a person has been a thief or a bank robber, I've come to tell you that if they take a blood bath, God is able to take that person and cleanse them up from all sin.
Thank you.
And not only that, but God will cast all their sins into the sea of forgetfulness and remember their sins no more. They're forgotten.
When you take a blood bath, you see a blood bath can clean you up so much
that you can stand before Jesus Christ spotless and righteous before him. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Just want to read this.
Yeah, Hebrews 10:19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Hebrews 10:20 says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us. Now, watch this. Through the veil, V-E-I-L, that is to say his flesh. it jumped out at me when I read that, that when the children of Israel had that Holy of Holies, it was a tent, and it had a curtain before it. Yeah, it had a curtain before it. There was no split in the curtain. There was no nothing. It was just a solid curtain at the front of the Holy of Holies. And the only one who could go in was the priest. But now, since there was no split there, guess what? The priest had to somehow squat down or stoop down or either get on his knees and lift the tent curtain side, the side of the tent up, and crawl in under the tent covering in order to get into the Holy of Holies. There was no front split or nothing. That's the only way he could get in, is lift up the side and get in there by crawling inside. Which simply says that the only way the priest could come before God in the Holy of Holies is at the lowest state he could get at. He had to be humble. He could not go in there with all that pride, all that arrogance, talking about you know so much and you are so this or that. No, he couldn't get in there. He had to go down as far as he could get down on his knees and lift up the tent and go under the side. But now, watch this. When Jesus went to Calvary, yeah, he hung and bled and died on Calvary. And there on Calvary, the earth began to shake and rock so much, and it began to shiver and shake so much until it split the veil, that curtain that was right in front of the Holy of Holies, it split it in two, which simply said that God had sent us a message now. No longer was the priest responsible to just bring our sins to him and go into the Holy of Holies, but now we as individuals could step right in the middle through that veil and go right into the Holy of Holiness and make our request known now unto God, because we have been declared priest and priestess. Yeah, God made it possible for us to go right into the veil. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want you to know that God says that through a blood bath, we can come before him spotless and clean. Oh, thank you, thank you. That's why I asked the Lord to cover me with the blood of Jesus. I think you ought to ask him to do that for yourself. Cover me with the blood of Jesus. Why? Because the blood will clean you up from the sin of omission and commission. The blood is not only clean, will not only clean you up from the things you have done, but from the things that you have not done. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 1 and 7 talks about that again. It cleanses us from all sin. See, somebody said, well, now, wait a minute, Dr. Johnson, perhaps for us to see this more perspicaciously, or what I call more clearly, please allow me to tell you this. I want to tell you something in the natural. And then I'm going to the spiritual. See, in the natural, about one of the things I love to do is take hot baths, because I discovered by watching the news that water is so strong it can wash the houses off the rich hills of Hollywood down. And if it's able to do that, water can wash many things out of your system, if you would allow it to. So I began to compare in the natural for you, and then I went to the spiritual. One thing, let me tell them before they get off the line here, from the park line, what will a bath, a regular bath in the natural do for you? First of all, a hot bath will lift out harmful toxins out of your skin. In other words, toxins, poisons, the things that destroy your body and pollute your body and corrupt your body and kill you from physical things. Hot bath will take those toxins. If you stay in there long enough, it's hot enough long enough, it will take that toxin stuff out of you. But now watch this. Toxins, the hot bath takes it from the inside out. Yeah. You can take a shower all day long, but it washes from the outside. The hot bath, it will wash it from the inside out. Oh, my God. Oh, I hope you didn't miss that. See, that's what a blood bath will do for you. See, a blood bath this, but I want to just tell you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Everybody ought to take a blood bath. And if you're standing in the need
thank
of prayer
you.
And saying, Lord, it's me,
thank
it's me. I need
me,
a blood
Lord.
Bath.
Oh,
the first one at the altar. I'm like Paul who said, I'm the least among you.
Oh,
I want to tell you, the Lord can clean anybody up. And
yes,
the
Lord
can touch you. And the Lord
yes,
can make
Lord.
Anybody spot before him.
Yes,
if you just
Lord.
Say yes to him and say,
yes.
Lord, here I am.
I
need a blood bath.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Blood. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God bless all of y'all. God bless you. Blood
my Lord,
bath.
My Lord.
Put that on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the word. Thank you for the
hallelujah.
Word. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank
God bless
you.
All of you. I'm finishing
it. Yes, yes.
I'm coming back tomorrow. Oh,
thank
my God.
You.
Glory, glory,
amen.
Glory.
Thank
you.
Oh, my. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. Wow. What a revelation.
Thank
what
you,
revelation.
Jesus.
What a revelation. Oh, my God.
Bless the Lord. Bless
we thank
the
God,
Lord.
You, and for
hallelujah.
That word this morning. Oh, wow. Blood bath. Wow. And we thank God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Jesus. Oh, well, we should open the praise line. My God, you did say praise line, right? Oh, wow. I'm just toe up a little bit now. Hallelujah. After that word you just preached, and I thank God for you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Powerful word with such powerful revelation. Thank you so much. And now we are going to open the praise line. Hallelujah. To give your praise report. And we just thank God for what he's doing. He's doing so many incredible things. For me personally and my family, oh, my God, healing and miracles and deliverance and favors and preferential treatment. And I tell you, just can't never give God more than what he gives me, even for our family. And he's just blessing like crazy, I tell you. The other day, he took us away to a mansion on 6 acres of land and just laid out the red carpet. I tell you, just incredible things, so many things. And
oh,
I thank,
thank
God, amen,
you.
For our
international
ambassador, and every time he allows us to participate, and thank you. I'm telling you, God just does something else. Blessings, my God. Just blessings like you can never imagine, never seen in 2014. Now, the praise line's open for each of you to bring your praise report and share it with the world. Remember, more than 90 million listeners are listening all around the world. This is the only church that a lot of them will ever be a part of. So come and take the mic and tell your testimony for the glory of God. The praise line is now open.
Praise God. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go right ahead.
This is Mother Franklin, all the way from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Thank God the Chief Ambassador this morning, Dr. Johnson, and to Lady Johnson. Praise God, and to all the saints, and to you and you, my sisters and brothers this morning. Truly, I am happy in my soul. God is a good God. I thank him for the prayer line this morning. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. He said when he see the blood, he'll pass over you. And I thank God for that wonderful message from Dr. Johnson on this morning, our chief ambassador. Pray my strength in the Lord. I feel real, real, real good. And I thank God for whoever. I don't know which one of the saints. Just wake me up, plug me in, and I'm on the line every morning. I thank God. Pray for Mother Franklin. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Mother Franklin. Oh, my Lord. Praise report. Yes, the lines are open. Just grab the mic and, ooh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother John.
Praise the
Lord, John from Indianapolis. I tell you, I enjoyed Pastor Johnson's word this morning.
Yes,
and I thank and praise God for putting me at another level. I thank God for he have opened up the door for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
To have a ministry. And I thank you, praise God for that. And he opened the door for me. And how he opened the door for me to do that, I'm having the devil don't want me to say it. But I'm having a brunch. And he have opened the door for me to minister along with the brunch. And that just